Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette. In light of the governor revising the maximum occupancy limits, where up to 20%, of capacity at outdoor venues in the state. Mackey says the Pirates will indeed be permitted to attend games. Fans will be permitted to attend games at PNC Park when they open their season Thursday, April 8th against the Cubs. A source confirmed to Mackey just minutes ago here. So that would be, 7,500 people, probably including workers. So there you go. 7,500, right around that number, for opening day at PNC Park. I just think that's great. I mean, should it have been more? Maybe, but just to get that many people back in. I mean, again, they only had, 1,800 at Madison Square Garden the other night, and it was fun and made a difference. Got to start somewhere. This feels like a good place to start, Ron. So you figure after workers and everybody else in the building, probably around 7,000 people, maybe a little less, will be in that building, hopefully, the way things are going here on opening day.
And the good news is, too, it gives you hope for, that later in the season, maybe, they'll be able to have more. And it certainly gives you hope that come the football season, the NFL season, that you'll be able to get more of a crowd in there. So, I mean, as you said, you got to start somewhere. And this is at least a good start. And maybe, come by the All-Star break, they'll be able to get half of them. People in there, and then maybe by football season, 75%. So I think it's good overall.
Bob?
No, my stance on this. I'm glad it's moving in that direction, and I hope it moves faster in that direction too. There's ways to do it and be safe at the same time. So that's the whole thing. You just gotta, do what's required of you, and you can still go out and have a good time.
Penguins, I would imagine, are likely next here.
Yes, maybe this week. Three games against the Flyers. I can't think of a better way.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that could happen. What did the Penguins say, Horst?
The Penguins said that they issued a statement saying, welcome back fans, due to the announcement by the governor, 15% capacity, about 2,800 fans.
Nice. Starting Tuesday?
Doesn't say exact date, but I believe yes. I believe it's effective now.
That's awesome to get some fans back in the building for the Flyers. You're right, Bob. The absolutely perfect timing. And I imagine the people that will be in there will be going extra nuts because of the opponent. All right. Good stuff. The time right now is 12:20. You can save money and get a cash offer with the home buyers of Pittsburgh. Call 412-500-9057. And coming up, we'll get your thoughts on fans back at the stands at 412-928-9370. And also, we'll launch this little project, the greatest team ever assembled outside of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'll engage Ron and Bob to help me with that. It's Cookin' Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.